Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is February the 27th, and it is 10 a.m. My name is Oliver Mujica. I'm the chair and planning division manager. If we can do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Farber, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spolver, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
James Lang, Environmental Control.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Michael Rosales, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Priscilla Reyes, Fire, County Fire.
Tom Strong, Office of the Fire Marshal.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Solid Waste.
Brian Gumpert, Building Official.
Thank you. And Michael, would you kindly introduce item number one for us, please?
Yes, Chair, thank you. Item number one is Development Permit Type D18-07. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a propane storage facility, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing 2.78 acres. It is located at 5730 North Industrial Parkway in the Industrial Heavy IH Zone. Environmental determination is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act, pursuant to Section 15332 for infill development projects. And our recommendation today is that the Development and Environmental Review Committee adopt Resolution Number 2019-016, approving Development Permit Type D18-07, based on the findings of facts and subject to the recommended conditions of approval, and finding that the project is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you, Michael. Do you have anything to add to this?
I do not.
And your applicants are here?
Yes, they are.
Perfect. Okay, Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Sure. As far as land development, the applicant is here?
Yes.
Okay. As far as land development, it's pretty much standard site development conditions. It does slope over towards the railroad. We'd want to see what you're going to do to take care of that. Preliminary WQMP has already been conceptually approved, so you want to keep that in mind. A SWIP will be required before you start any construction on site because of the size of the site. And other than that, as far as land development, we have conditions. If you have any questions, give us a call.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us, please?
Scoping on file, so no further comments from traffic.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Robert, anything from Public Works for us?
There's a few things that are out there. You don't have any sidewalk that's in your area. You also don't have a driveway, so for our standards, we're asking you to put one in. I think your plans show that you'd be putting two in. There was an existing street light that was knocked out. We're going to ask you to put that back in to our current standards. Along with the sidewalk, we're trying to get it into a system that we have conduits going throughout the city, so we're going to be asking to put just conduits underneath the sidewalk. Someone had asked where at, anywhere in the sidewalk at this point with some pole boxes. All these items are in our comments. I've given them to the planner. If you have any questions, please let us know. We'll try to help you out as much as possible with it. If you have any questions soon, I mean, if we approve it at this point, you do have concerns on it, please let us know, and we can go ahead and see what we can do about either working with you or trying to adjust so that we can both be happy with what the project's going to come out with. Sounds good. And the size of the conduit is also indicated there?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. The sidewalk would just be in front of our site? Yes. The only thing that we're working with is within your site. I do have a grind and overlay in the front edge because it looks like it's starting to start to fall apart. I did ask for that to go all the way across the street because you'd be coming in from both sides. But again, that's something that if by chance it seems to be overcoming on the project itself, that's something that we would have to speak with our city engineer with to see if he's allowable for either lessening it or making a different type of accommodation for it.
Okay.
But again, there's probably just about seven items. If you do have any questions, if you want to stay after, we can talk about them. That's fine.
Got it.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything from Water Forest?
Yes. It's not currently, you don't have any water or sewer service. There are mains available. When you do have determined what your needs are, please forward a utility plan along with your applications, and the water department will generate some invoices for you. Other than that, I just have standard requirements.
Thank you, Robert. James, do you have anything for us?
I have no comments at this time.
Thank you. Tom, do you have anything from fire for us?
Standard fire conditions. You've given me my 2 points of access. Pretty much everything's listed on here. Nothing out of the ordinary. Hector Trevino was your plan checker for this one. So should you have any questions, it would be Hector you'd want to contact.
Very good.
Thank you, Tom.
My pleasure.
Gracie, you have anything for us, please?
The proposed location for the refuse enclosure is acceptable. When you build our standard plan 508, I've handed down the detail, which is an 8x15 enclosure, and just verify if there are any ADA modifications to the enclosure with the building division.
Okay. Thank you very much for including that.
Yeah, there's not going to be any ADA on the trash enclosure on this one. What's your frontage on that south side here?
On the south side, we're going to build a this neck of the woods, I always get mixed up. North, south, east, and west are different to different people here. But south would be toward the bottom right of the drawing.
There's close to where the tanks are, close to the PL there.
At 8 foot block wall.
You got an 8 foot block wall.
Yeah.
And then you don't. What's next door there?
There's a large easement for an MWD pipeline, so it's just going to be a vacant.
Okay. And these get filled how, through a pipeline or from your access points there or?
By truck.
Right.
Yeah.
But you only have the access in the front there. Yeah. So are there pipelines that go out to the front, or these trucks actually come back?
The trucks
and access
back
the tanks.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. And then I was going to recommend that everything's going to have to be Article 500 on the electrical on the project there.
Got it.
Right.
Michael, is the pallet yard on this side?
Yeah, it's correct.
Did you have any questions of any of the committee members?
We had two things that have come up I'd want you to consider. In the past, we had requested gravel or class 2 base for the lower half of the site, and the city said their preference is asphalt. But now we have, you see that thick black line that's snaking through the site right now? That's additional barriers. It's going to be like similar to a K-rail type barrier, dividing the back from the front. So we don't want anybody back there. There'll be no vehicles back there. There'll certainly be openings for fire in the barriers. We would like to have the lower end of the site be gravel or rock. It really helps with our best management plan, our calculations to add more pervious surface back there, and just keep the asphalt and the concrete on the front of the site.
So how do you service or fill the tanks?
From the fuel island, the tanks get serviced.
So
now there's,
do any vehicles go in that area at all, any of your service delivery?
There's only going to be maybe some occasionally maintaining, one vehicle a month, and we'll have an opening for fire, obviously.
So how does the gas get to the tanks? Is that by pipeline or...?
There's conduit from the fueling station back to the tank. So if they instead of taking gas out, they're going to be putting gas in.
Gotcha. So that goes out to the access point there.
Correct, yes.
And that's going to be above ground, is that right?
It's a few regular fuel island. It'll be raised island, elevated 6 inches with hoses, connection points, four transport trucks.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because we don't want anything below ground with the propane here, right?
Yes, there is.
There is.
Just pipeline, no tanks.
Just the pipeline itself.
Yes.
I got you.
Yeah, it'd be press current, stop protection on all gas lines.
And then you'll have to have the AQMD approval on that, sure, as well.
We've already been at NFPA 58.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In regards to that.
Okay, great. Okay.
That's it for me.
If the city does allow you to go with something other than the asphalt, you'll have to meet our standard as well for the compactions and all that. We can get that information to you if you don't already have it.
Okay, great.
How different is that than our normal requirement, do you know, Robert?
Hold on, I'm sorry.
The different compaction between what fire department requires for the gravel as opposed to our, or Gary?
For on-site, normally it's 90%. Usually underneath the roadways, it's 95%. This is something that's going to be on site, so Gary's going to have to determine if it's going to be allowed for gravel.
everything. I mean, you're gonna have a drain, it's gonna be going in there, which will help out with your WKMPs, but the maintenance portions. These tanks are above ground?
Tanks are above ground.
You do have some WKMP underground tanks that you're planning to put in there?
Yes, the dash tanks at the bottom are all WKMP. Just be a lot nicer to get some infiltration on the site. Yeah. For fire, we would know, you know, you can't use pea gravel, you can't use anything, you got to use a matrix.
Our code requires anything, maybe there's going to be parking that has to be on a previous type of pavement of some sort.
Absolutely, we'll
that's
have all
parking,
that.
That's parking, correct. So if you're doing maintenance, that's where the question comes in. If it's a temporary type thing, I'm not sure where the leeway is for maintenance of a vehicle or dropping off or picking up of another tank, those type of things. I'm not sure how far the code goes into that part of it.
For the most part, in the unlikely event, we got to give fire good and unfettered access to the entire site, even behind the railing. But the maintenance is going to be, it's going to be golf carts, it's going to be a cleaning vehicle. So we had thought that the ability to use that as a BMP and get some groundwater infiltration was something that we'd really like you to consider.
Yeah, we have a little input on that. If you're going to compact it to fire department standards, there's not a whole lot of infiltration that happens with 95% compaction. What's it have to carry?
I don't know off the top of my head, to be honest with you.
60,000 pounds vehicles?
Yeah, somewhere around that.
And what I would
think... It doesn't
lend
itself to perk very well. That's where I'm going with this.
Right.
If you have to be able to contain those kind of vehicles.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of around the, within 20, 30 feet of the... of the tanks, and then out near the edges, we can certainly get an incredible amount of infiltration in areas that we don't think fire would go. We'd have to get with fire, of course, and make sure we're...
What type of gravel were you planning on putting in there?
Well, in order to meet the fire standard, we'd probably do something similar to Class 2. But in the areas where we might consider WQMP, like around the fence or around the basins, we would probably just scarify the upper 6 inches to encourage an infiltration to go on.
Maybe we could leave the condition kind of as approved by Public Works Engineering Fire kind of a thing.
There you go. And we don't have to come back to this board.
And Ray, if you can provide us with a clear exhibit of the two different areas.
Sure.
One will be paved. This one is the alternative, which would be the area below the dark dashed line, so we can have as an exhibit, kind of a thing, and then we'll work to as a suggestion to make sure that however it ends up, if it ends up having to be asphalt, so be it. But if the alternative is acceptable to those concerned,
and a compromise might be 26 foot of asphalt going all the way around the site and around the tanks. With the balance next to it being rock, but I'm fine with working it out during final design.
And then it'd be 80,000 pounds for us.
Correct.
Yeah, I just looked so just to make sure.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to make sure I was giving you the right info. So.
So there'll be like a secondary containment area around the tanks, basically? Or not?
No, not.
Okay.
Can't do it with LPG.
Right. But if you're saying that the stormwater is going to be subterranean? Or no?
Yeah, there are some water quality subterranean chambers on the lower end of the site where I take the first flush and let it infiltrate.
Okay. Well, I'll take a look at that. But.
Got it. The last question I had was, the second and last, was we've got block walls on both sides. The MWD and the pallet yard. We'd like you to reconsider wrought iron along the railroad. That's where we were for quite a while, and then we recently went to block wall there.
Yeah. Not with the pallet yard with our store.
We wouldn't be able to do that.
And is it a safety concern?
Yes,
it is a safety concern.
Fire agrees with the decision as well. You seem like you're percolating.
Yeah.
site plan when you go to preliminary site plan when you go to submit? Or can you, depending on how we're planning on doing the asphalt or two different types of compaction, can you outline the area so that way that the buyer can see how you're planning to go around the portions of it?
You got it, yeah.
So you have one with the asphalt or concrete and another one with possible aggregate?
Yeah.
Just to identify if there's going to be different compactions, if it's going to be allowed. That's something we'll have to all
right.
talk about. But we can see at that point, because we know certain areas will drain and other areas won't.
Now, on your tanks, are they sitting on concrete slabs, or what's the...
Yeah, concrete slabs with a steel foundation holding them up above the concrete slab.
Okay.
But there'll be no curbing around that or anything?
No.
You're saying? Okay.
The question I had is, that existing fence next to what's going to be in the pellet yard is a chain link fence. So you're depending on them to replace that chain link fence with a block wall as part of their development?
They were conditioned to put a block wall there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking to them about cooperating. If they put an 8-foot block wall, that's exactly what we want anyways, and we certainly want as much protection. There's a grade difference between the two sites also.
Yes, there is.
So we're not sure if they're going to do a double wall scenario, top and toe, or what they're going to do. If they're just simply going to do a wall along their property line, I don't know if the city required anything at the top for aesthetics and how they're going to maintain the slope, but we'll certainly be talking to them.
So am I understanding right? This site, our site is conditioned for a block wall as well? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm not simply relying on that wall to be there.
Okay. I don't have any.
Okay. So we're good with crafting a condition to allow for exploration of alternative other than asphalt, Gary?
As long as the word is exploring it, because we still got to work with fire.
Right.
And these are huge tanks when you look at these on the ground. These aren't
really? Come on, Gary.
They're only this big.
They're only about this big. Come on.
Yeah. Exactly. They're only 10 feet tall.
When the wife and I walk around Manhattan, I go, sweetie, it's only this far on the map.
That's right. I have to admit, when we went out to look at this site, we were kind of impressed by the size of these tanks, because they are huge. And I do want to make sure I understand. The only access to these tanks as far as propane, the trucks are going to pull up at this fueling station. There's going to be underground piping these various tanks, and that's the only direct access for propane going into these tanks is through that piping underground.
Correct.
No trucks are driving up in any way to, other than maintenance.
Other than maintenance, yes.
Okay.
Right. It diminishes our safety factor because we're not around the tanks at that point.
It increases the safety factor.
I'm sorry, increases.
No, I understood.
I need the record to reflect that.
Robert, you had something to add?
I happen to be working, not here at the time, but in a warehouse down stream of the railroad when there was an accident. Is there or are there any requirements from the railroad that we have to stay so many feet away from a possible hazard? That's something we might want to look at, if there is. I mean, if there's not, then...
Yeah, there's the frontage requirement. That's what I was mentioning before.
That's for the frontage, but we're running along the railroad tracks on the rear end of it.
You're talking about the Muskoy?
Yeah, the Duffy.
Yeah.
The street, yeah. Then right after that was the pipeline that was underneath it that went up, yes.
Right, right. Yeah, that's pretty unfortunate. That's working on the...
This is not on a curve. It's all in straightaway, but I don't know. Is there any requirements for the railroad that we've got to stay away from for... possible hazard materials or tanks or storage?
No, we're well aware of the railroad's requirements, and we exceed all the requirements.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any other questions, Ray?
No, I asked them, and I appreciate you considering them.
Any other comments from the committee members? With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt resolution 2019-016, approving development permit type D 18-07. May I have that motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Michael.
Good luck.
Ready for it? Elizabeth, will you kindly introduce item number two for us, please?
Yeah, item number two is pre-application 19-02. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an automotive parts store within a new commercial retail building containing approximately 7,381 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property comprised of two parcels containing approximately 0.65 acres. The property is located at 1983 and 1993 West Highland Avenue within the Commercial General 1 Zone. This is a pre-application, so there is no the determination of environmental will be determined upon the submittal of the application, and this is just for preliminary comments.
Thank you. You have anything to add, Elizabeth?
I have my comments that I put together for the applicant, so I can provide those to him at the end.
So ultimately, this will be a conditional use permit?
This is going to be a DPD.
Okay, so just for the...
It would be for DRC.
DRC? Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay. Gary, would you like to... start us off, please.
All right. Actually, you've probably done an AutoZone. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Did you do the last AutoZone we did over there by the shopping center?
I did not, no.
Okay. All right.
I've done quite a few, but I haven't done one in the city. I've done a lot of work in the city, but not an AutoZone, so.
Okay. So we just want to make sure that you submit a preliminary WQMP at the time you submit the entitlement application for a DPD. Make sure you include that. Drainage is a concern because you've got the freeway on the south of you there. It looks like the overall site does drain away from the street back towards that corner.
Right.
And I don't know if you've looked at the preliminary grades yet, but if you've got drainage to go out the street, that makes things a lot easier. Sewer water, we've had, actually water department will talk to you about that, but we've had some concerns in this area for sewer sometimes. Other than that, we're going to ask for a lot merger for the two parcels to be combined. And the ADA, make sure you make the 18 by 9-foot net stalls, because we do allow overhang sometimes. But make sure that design includes that. And that's about all for now. We're going to give you some conceptual conditions. I'd like to remind everybody they're not conditions of approval. That's what we would anticipate based on the preliminary sketch there. We'll have actual conditions when we file the DPD.
Understood. Thank you.
And that's all.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
Yes, we need the scoping, traffic scoping form to be filled first.
And I have the scoping form printed so I can provide
okay.
that to
okay.
the applicant.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
And just to clarify, that scoping form gets submitted as part of our DRC submittal?
That is correct, yes.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Sure. Robert, do you have... anything to add?
I have a few items, just less than 10, but on there, the half of your parcel does not have a curb gutter or sidewalk. Those are three of the items right there. Widening of the AC that's going to be going up to it, and then merging back into the existing edge of pavement. The existing sidewalk right now has weeds going through it. If those can be taken away or at least cleared up and it meets the ADA requirements for your side slopes, we'll be able to maintain them. If there's cracks, chips, or can't meet those, then we're going to go ahead and replace any of that portion of it. Right now, there is not a straight alignment parallel to the center line. It is at an angle. When I was out there, I was able to identify that if we continue the alignment that's on your first parcel and the parcel that's to the west, continue that up to a point where it's 36 feet. Again, I did write that down on here. We'll use that alignment because that is going back to an alignment that we're used to at 36 foot off of a center line.
Is that
trying to think? Standard driver approach. There's a street light up there that's on a wooden pole. We'd like for you to work with Edison to change that from a regular high-pressure sodium to an LED. When you get to that point there, I'm sure that Edison's going to say that's ours. You'll need something from us. Conditions will usually say that that's usually enough for them to say that that's what the city wants. But we're willing to work with you. As you go through this right here, if there's any questions that come up, please give us a call, email. You can set up an appointment with through the planner, and they can give you any and all questions to it. We try to keep them as the main point of contact, so that way when it comes back to us, everybody's aware of what's going on with it. But again, if you go as you read through this, is only a pre-app, so you can go through and look at it. Any questions, please let us know, and we'll try to explain it or understand what you're trying to do too. That's all I got.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything from water?
Yeah. The project is in Muskogee Mutual Water Company's water service area, but it's in our sewer service area. So if you do decide you want to be served for sewer, you'll need to do a sewer main extension because there's no main running the property at this time.
Do you guys have as-built that we can look at to see how far that sewer?
Yes, you can come down to Water Department Engineering and we'll give you all the as-built that we have. Other than that, I just have standard requirements.
Thank you, Robert. James, do you have anything for us?
No comments on this project.
Thank you. Tom, anything for me?
Basically, standard fire conditions. Hector will be the plan checker should you have any questions. There's a lot of stuff on there only because we don't know the actual project itself yet. So, any questions, get over to Hector.
So, just so you know, when you submit your formal application, you'll also have to submit another separate application with the fire department so we can get their comments, such as about formal conditions. Thank you, Tom. Gracie, anything for us?
We need to relocate the refuse enclosure. The proposed location does not provide an adequate turnaround for the truck. So I discussed that with Elizabeth on a possible location, which is closest to Highland Avenue.
And I have a drawing when that's going to happen.
Okay.
And you'll be constructing our standard plan 508, which I've handed down for you, which is an 8x15 enclosure, and just verify any ADA modifications with building and safety.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian,
I'd just like to add that this will kick in the green code requirements for bicycle and electric vehicle parking. I didn't see it on the plans, but other than that, that's my only comment.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
I generally have a couple questions, but I think as long as you guys provide all your conditions to Elizabeth, who's been super helpful to walk through the process with, I probably work with her to get some of those questions answered, so I don't want to take any more of your guys' time.
Yeah, and prior to submittal, we can always schedule a meeting with the department, so that way we can get anything hashed out before you even submit.
Perfect. So our goal is from the pre-applications is that when you submit your formal application, the hope is that it covers, you know, everything that was discussed here and, you know, any modifications that need to be made, and so then it goes pretty quickly for the actual approval. So we look forward to getting your application, and there's no formal action required on this one, so thank you very much.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Item number three, we have pre-application 1904. We don't have the applicant here, Chantal?
No, the applicant's not here, but I'm going to go ahead and take comments and forward them over to him.
So that item is for the property located at 289 East Hospitality Lane. It's for the construction of a five-story hotel. There's no formal action on that, so if we could just forward your comments to Chantal. That would be great.
I just wanted to clarify, in case there was a little confusion on this, they do list four parcels as being part of the development, but it's actually only two parcels that will be developed. The other two parcels on the left-hand side of the development area are really only shared for access and parking.
Okay.
So no development will occur on those two parcels.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so so we'll get those conditions to Chantal, and then
they'll have to do a lot merger for the two parcels, but
I already have one APM ready.
Okay.
zoning, but it's already been changed over to 1APM. Your four.
It looks like they've been doing some stuff with the parcels, so I don't know exactly what the status is.
According to the county, it's only one at this point.
Okay, just for that L shape.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it had been recorded yet or not.
The lot adjustment is recorded. It reflects on the APMs.
Okay, so then it's just one parcel.
But I do have a question. Is everything from here over is one parcel.
Okay.
Okay. So the new hotel is going to be out in the middle of that parking lot?
Right.
And that's all they're proposing to do?
Right.
So they're going to have some sort of reciprocal parking?
Yes.
Agreements?
Yes.
Which we didn't include in our recommendation.
Okay. I put it in my planning comments that they would have to provide that for us. But since the applicant isn't here, if you want to modify your condition and just get it to me later, I can send it off to him.
There's some cross-lot drainage involved, too.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So I think rather than give you these, we'll change
okay.
those.
That's fine.
And remind the applicant that until we have a little bit more information, these are very conceptual kind of conditions. Is this the only exhibit you provided?
We have a few more pages that were included in the T drive, but I don't think they'll really be helpful in terms of what you need.
So we actually measured some distances out just to figure out exactly where you're doing this. It's kind of crazy.
Right.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to hold these conditions on.
Okay. That's fine. Those.
Thank you.
You need to scope in for the process.
Yeah.
Robert, you had some handouts for her, or you want
to? I've given them to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I have Robert's.
What was really interesting is that as I was walking, it's in pretty good shape. There's not too much I can do other than maybe ask for some dedication to.
Well, you say it that way.
But no, the signs are low, extremely low. I was surprised on the Caltrans sign and even our own sign being less than the required height. So that is in here for them to raise it up.
So they'll probably have to work with Caltrans then?
It's all ours. It's the freeway right-hand side, so I'm going to guess that's, I know it's to show them it's theirs.
Is that in your comments?
It is in the comments, just to raise them up. Right. The location's fine, it's just a matter of raising them up so that we don't have anybody hitting their heads.
Right. Okay. I don't think
I'd
have to worry about that.
I was able to walk underneath too, but someone like Gary or something might be scraping their heads. That's
thank
all
you. I mean. Robert, anything for water that you...
No, I gauge standard requirements.
Okay, perfect. James?
I don't believe that there will be. I can get additional information, or I'll pass this on to you.
Thank you.
For this particular address and APN, nothing's been submitted.
Okay.
However... there was a 5-story hotel that was submitted that we don't know what the heck it was for, and it was construction. I think they may have submitted wrong to us. If you can get Priscilla a contact phone number, because we have no information to contact them, we'll get it figured out hopefully today and go from there.
I can do that.
Thank you. Gracie?
So
Chantal
already knows we need to relocate the enclosure.
Yeah.
You were tough today. Right?
No comment.
All right. So with that, we'll look forward to seeing that application when it comes in. And then item number 4, we are going to, like, entertain a motion to continue that item to the March 13th meeting, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. With that, we stand adjourned, and it is 10:35. Thank you. Thank you, guys.